With SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. President Biden will begin next week facing more bad poll numbers. Here's correspondent Ken Lorman.
The latest Real Clear Politics average of national polls continues to find President Biden's approval rating underwater. The RCB poll found that only 40.6% of those surveyed approve of the job he's doing as president, while 55.5% disapprove. That's a spread of a negative 14.9%. It should also be noted that Mr. Biden is 3.1% below where former President Donald Trump was at this point in his presidency. Ken Lorman reporting.
Also at SRNNews.com, the nephew of an Israeli hostage released Friday says she was underground for all of her captivity and unaware there was a war going on.
Eyal Nouri, the nephew of released 72-year-old hostage Adina Moshe, told the AP his aunt had to cover her eyes when she was first released.
She was in complete darkness. She had to adjust to the sunlight.
Throughout her captivity with Hamas in Gaza, her nephew said she was unaware her husband had not made it out alive of the October 7th attack. He added she was overjoyed to see her son was still alive and well.
She saw him, she hugged him, she, tears of joy.
Although his aunt is back, Eyal says he will continue to protest for the release of all hostages.
Because now we are very big family.
The captives' families have embarked on a campaign to free their loved ones that has ratcheted up pressure on the Israeli government to secure deals for their release. I'm Karen Chamas.
Quick action from German Chancellor Olaf Scholz, and he's promising to fix a budget crisis after a court decision blew a huge hole in the nearly finished plan for next year. This is SRN News. A California counseling service unveiling a controversial new program.
San Francisco-based Outlet has set up an online forum where young people can come together to discuss homosexuality, transgenderism, and other sexual topics. That might be concerning enough, but the program is open to anyone from the ages of 14 to 25. Some parents' groups are reacting with alarm, pointing out it is potentially dangerous to have children discussing sexuality with adult strangers online. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Nation's largest Christian university says it will fight a $38 million fine by the federal government over allegations it misrepresented the exact cost of its programs. Grand Canyon University filing an appeal with the U.S. Education Department. If that fails, the Phoenix-based school says it is prepared to file the federal lawsuit. This is SRN News. Nissan will invest $1.4 billion to update its factory in Northeast England to make electric versions of its two best-selling vehicles.
It's a boost for the British government as it tries to revive the country's ailing economy. The Japanese automaker manufactures the gasoline-powered Qashqai and smaller Juke crossover vehicles at the factory in Sunderland, which employs 6,000 workers. The company says it's directly investing up to £1.12 billion to produce electric successors to the two models.
That is correspondent Jeremy House. Now, the Britons say that a massive vote of confidence in the UK's automotive industry is what it amounts to. Half day of trading on Wall Street yesterday, the Dow was up 117 points. NASDAQ dropped 15 for the day. More details at SRNNews.com.